Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Jesus, we lift up your name in this place and this day. And we want every devil to know that there's a name higher than any other name. And that's the name of Jesus Christ, our King, our Lord, our Redeemer. His word stands eternal. And Father, in this day, we come to lift up His name. And we thank you, Jesus. As we look at our situations this morning, we can say, Lord, as I look at this world, I can say, you never stop working. Father, thank you. As Paul the Apostle said, no height, no depth, no angel, no demon, no principality, no power. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are the one worthy to be praised, worthy to be adored. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you don't stop working. Even when I can't see it or taste it, you never stop working. Lord, even when the flood rises against me, you never stop working. Lord, even when it seems we go the 13th round, you never stop working. Even though when the doctor's report came out, you say, I will never cease to work with you. I will never cease to go in front of you. I will never cease to love you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never walk out on you. I am with you all the days of your life. Do not be afraid, for I have conquered the world. Even when they say whatever they want to say, I tell you the truth. I'm still working. And there will come a day and there will come an hour, says the Spirit of the Lord, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And you that love me in that hour, you will know this. You will be with me, says the Lord. And you will see kingdoms and governments and princes and princesses bow down at my name. And everybody that chooses me at this side of life, everybody that calls upon my name, I tell you the truth, there will not be a hair on your head will fall to the ground without my knowledge. And though they come to you on one side, they will flee from you from seven sides. For I tell you the truth, in this hour I'm releasing restoration upon my people, and the difference of my people will be that they will carry my presence and my power, my provision and my protection more than ever before. I tell you the truth, you have walked into a season of accelerated blessing, accelerated restoration, and there where the enemy has stolen in one way, he shall repay. For I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. I am the catcher of your tears, I am the author of your story, and even though the enemy wants to have a say, I tell you the truth, I'm the beginning and I'm the end, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, and what I say shall come to pass. My standard over your life stands now and forevermore. But get ready for restoration, get ready for revival, get ready for my outpouring. For I told you, as I said to you last year, there will be a remnant of people that my Spirit will come upon. Signs, wonders, and miracles will be at the order of the day, and the world will recognize my glory as I flood the earth with my Spirit once again. For my glory shall fill the earth as my robe fills the temple, and all will know that I am the Lord, I am God, I am the only way, in Jesus' way. In Jesus' name we pray, and if you agree with that prophetic word, say amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. Come on, give Jesus some praise. Everybody online, give Jesus some praise. Come on, we are lions. Amen and amen. Come on. Let's give the King of Kings just one more praise. All our locations, give Jesus Christ some praise. Give Jesus some praise. Come on, give Jesus some praise. Give Jesus some praise. Give Jesus some praise. Give Jesus some praise. Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Emmanuel, God with us. Come on, let's give Him some praise. Come, let's give Him some praise. I want to have faith. Faith. Come on. The devil is afraid of you. You are not afraid of the devil. Amen. Amen and amen. There we are. Lift your hands. Everybody online, good morning. Welcome. missing out. But Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, this is not a day for the enemy. This is the day of the Lord. And Father, I say over your people as you have said over me, if you have come to me of your voice and of your word, you have said to me, my people will see my restoration and they will see my power. They will see how I will show up in every area and every circumstance of their lives, for they are not alone. And Father, I release this word out over every life this morning in the name of Jesus the Christ. Restoration shall be your portion. If I hear the Lord say, I will lift you high up above the cliff of the rock, and you will see how I will move on your behalf. You will be the head and not the tail. And in this hour, you will see my anointing will come upon you. And no pestilence and no sickness will draw near to you. For I am the Lord your God, creator of heaven and earth. And what I say, stand. And the earth will know that I'm not an option. I'm the only way. But in this day, I release unto you a new word, says the Lord. Restoration. Restoration shall be your portion. In your family's restoration. In your finances' restoration. In your workplace's restoration. Do not fear. If I tell you the truth, that that was an obstacle will become a stepping stone. That that was a closed door will become an open hallway. That that took you months will take you weeks. That what took you weeks will take you days. And even though they say fear, I tell you, do not fear. For you are not made to fear. You are made to walk by faith. And I tell you, as I split the Red Sea, as I was with Daniel in the lion's den, as I was with Joseph in prison, as I was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, as I was with Jesus on the cross, so I will be with you. There will never come a time, there will never come a day, there will never come a minute, there will never even be a second that you will be alone. I am not just your God, I'm the God that is with you. I'm with you. I'm with you, says the Lord. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's give Jesus some praise. Come on, let's give Jesus some praise. Let's give Jesus some proper praise. Amen. Come on, you anointed people, you may be seated. You may be seated. Can I just ask for my... just for some more water, please. Just see, I'm going to drink all of this. Are you ready for the word of the Lord? Good morning, Cape Town. Good morning, Witbank. Good morning, Free State. Good morning, Secunda. Good morning, America. Good morning, United Kingdom. Good morning, Pakistan. I found out Pakistan is also watching us. Good morning to you. And I don't know if it's good morning or good evening. Good morning to Australia and to New Zealand. May the word of the Lord find you there where you are. Amen. As you guys are online this morning, I want you to take a moment, share the gospel, get the word of the Lord out. Today is going to be a day that you need to take this word, because God is doing something new and the enemy is not going to stop him. Oh, can I have an amen for that? I know it sounds a little bit muffled with the masks. It's fine. You know, in the season that we are in right now, that I just want to show you, I just want to demonstrate something to you that I believe is going to be of importance to you. I want to speak to you this morning about the drumbeat of God. The drumbeat of God. We do not live by the God of this age. We do not live by the prince of this world. We live by the voice of the Son of God, who loves me and has chosen me. Are you guys with me? We live not by the voice of the enemy. We live by the voice of God. And in this season, I want you to understand that in 1 Samuel, I want to just quote the scripture. In 1 Samuel 17, verse number 16, we'll get into the scripture this morning. But I want to say again, we don't live by the voice of this world. Because if you do, the spirit of this age is saying fear, fear, fear. He's saying, be intimidated, be afraid. There's a drumbeat going off in the world right now, all across the globe. And we do not subscribe to the spirit of this age. We subscribe to the spirit of God. Are you guys with me? Let me go to my scripture. It's going to help. In 1 Samuel chapter number 17, verse number 16, the Bible says, now for 40 days, the Philistine came out every morning and evening to take his stand. And what I want you to note this morning is this, that for 40 days and 40 nights, and I want to take this story of Goliath all other way this morning. I haven't preached it this way before. But I want you to understand something, that this is a spirit that was operating in Goliath. It's called the spirit of Sanballat, or it's a spirit of fear that causes people to become paralyzed. Are you there? And I want you to understand this morning, Satan is not after your past. Your past does not matter to him. He only uses your past as a weapon, but he doesn't care about your past. He cares about your future. Because your future is a threat, not your past. Your past is not a threat to him. Your future is a threat to him. Come on, are you with me? And so for 40 days and 40 nights, I want you to understand something. For 40 days, for 40 nights, the enemy came out and he challenged Israel. And he says, bring me a man. He didn't pull his sword, he didn't pull a javelin, he didn't pull a spear, nothing. He just spoke. It was a speaking spirit. I want you to understand that fear is very powerful, because what fear does, fear wants to predict a future to you that might never happen. Most fear and worry is birthed out of a place where we believe in something that will never happen. Are you there? That's why in the season when there is, for example, people that get this horrible thing that the world has created, and they immediately get fear that death is at the door knocking. Are you there? Are you with me? It's like there's a spirit behind this whole season, and I'm going to say it, because there's a spirit behind COVID that makes people fear. Are you with me? And it's almost like we forget that there is a word out over our lives that is stronger than the word of the enemy. And the last time I checked, that even Satan himself subscribes to this, because he is a believer in the word of the Lord. Come on, are you guys with me? The Bible says even the demons believe and shudder. They believe, but they are not convicted. We are believers and we are convicted and we are convinced. Oh, come on, can I have an amen for that? So, David comes on the scene. It's 39 days into this. This Goliath is speaking. And for 39 days, all the people are terrified. And the 40th day, David comes onto the scene and the anointing comes onto the scene, because David has been anointed. I want you to understand something. David was anointed when he was 13. He came onto the scene when he was 30. Doesn't matter what happened in the 17 years, because God will not tell you your process until he gets you ready to put you onto a podium or a platform. He'll do the process in private. Are you there? But here's the difference. The anointing arrives on day number 40. And Saul says this to David. Listen to what Saul says. Saul says, 1 Samuel 17:33. Saul replies, you are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy. And he's right. You are only a boy. But listen to what God says. Acts 13, verse number 22. And after removing Saul, he made David their king, and God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. Saul calls him a boy, God calls him a man. You see, I have to understand, your problems will always diminish your identity, because they want to rob you of your destiny. Let me say that again. Your problems will always want to dictate to you who you are, because they want to rob you of your destiny. And they want to question who God is. They want to tell you that God's plan is different for you. They want to tell you that God's plan has alternated for you because the circumstance looks different. No, the circumstance is there to prove to you who you are. There is a king inside of you that has to face a giant so that the king can come out. Your giant is not there to stop you. Your giant is there to promote you. Oh, come on, can I have an amen for that? So you have to understand, when the storms, let me use Mark 5 as an example. In Mark chapter number 5, the waves were raging, and the Bible says, as the waves were raging, the disciples were trying to get the water out of the boat. Jesus was sleeping. Why was the storm there? Because the storm was there to identify that the one that was sleeping in the boat was greater than the storm that was around him. Come on, we have to get a confidence in who we are in Christ. So javelin to javelin, spear to spear, sword to sword, it was absolutely right that David was absolutely, absolutely outpowered, outmanned, outgunned. Come, Aiden. It's not a funeral. It's a victory march. Are you there? Are you with me? I want you to understand this because this is very important. But David had perspective. I want to say with me the word perspective. Come on, there's hundreds of people online, but let this chat burn. Say perspective. And by the way, tag your enemy, the guys that are online, tag your enemy. Say, this pastor will save your life today. Get perspective. Get perspective. Send this message to your enemy. I mean that because our enemies need to be saved in this hour. Amen. Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming back for a victorious church. He's coming back for a church full of the fire of the Holy Ghost. He's coming for a church that walks in signs, wonders, and miracles. He's not coming back for a lukewarm church that has started to negotiate our victory. We are blood-born, blood-washed. Come on, royal kids. We're not gonna negotiate with the devil. Oh, come on, can I have an amen on that? And so, you have to understand, say with me the word perspective. David knew, absolutely, sword to sword, spear to spear, javelin to javelin, he is outmatched, but with a slingshot and with God. It's a huge target that cannot be missed. Let me say that again. For David, it was a huge target. The anointing gives you a different perspective on your problem. Are you with me? Absolutely right. I'm a boy in your eyes, but I'm a man in his. And the last time I checked, the Bible says the following, that I don't live by what man says. I live by the bread of God. Oh, come on. And so let me say it like this. The enemy is trying to give you a drumbeat of fear. The Bible says if you start to subscribe to the drumbeat of fear, what happens is you lose your ability to conquer it. Because this you have to understand what's happening here is that in the season that we're in right now, we have a choice to make. We can choose peace and faith, or we can choose fear. Come on, are you with me? I want you to understand both fear and peace you can hide behind. Oh, come on, are you with me? Let me demonstrate. If I stand behind fear, fear can hide me. I can hide behind it. I can say, David could have said, I see you, Goliath. I am afraid of you. Because all of Saul and all of the people of Israel were afraid. They were petrified by what they saw. They were using their eyes to talk to their hearts. Can I say that again? They were using their eyes to talk to their hearts. And they forgot how big God was, and they started to think about how big Goliath is. And they allowed the voice of Goliath to enter their hearts, and they started to hide behind fear. I want you to know that with fear in your heart, you'll do nothing for God. David on the other side, he saw the same Goliath as everybody else. Yet he understood, God, oh, I see, you have a javelin, you have a spear, you have a sword, you're massive. But I'm gonna hide behind the fact that there was a lion once and he died. There was a bear once and he died. So I am gonna hide behind the fact that there was a day in my life that I walked into a house and there was a strange man of a weird beard that had a ram's horn full of oil. And he declared me to be king. And he anointed me to be king. And so David looked at Goliath with a whole different perspective. For David, Goliath was not an enemy. For David, Goliath was a platform. And he made up his mind that my kingship must be beyond Goliath. And so he said, the last time I sang the song of Jesus, his name was Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, Mighty God, the one that rules by peace. And so David didn't fall to pieces through fear. David fell into peace by faith. Oh, you have to understand. The Bible says, oh, come on, let me preach you awake. The Bible says in Philippians 1:28, every time you don't show fear, Satan gets worried. Why are these people not afraid? Why are they not getting concerned? Because the Bible says the lack of fear you show is proof for them of their perdition. In other words, proof of their perdition means they know hell is coming. And every time you stand by your peace, and this is the thing about peace, you can hide behind peace. Come on. You can hide behind it. And that was David's attitude. David was saying, listen, I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to show up. I'm not going to fight you. The Prince of Peace is going to come against you. You come, because that's what he said. He said, you come against me with a sword and a spear. I come against you by the name of the Lord, of hosts, of the God, of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. You have to understand what Satan does. He has a drum. He has a drum. He wants to give you a beat for your life. He wants to say to you, when you see sickness, he wants to say, see, you're gonna die. You're not gonna live. You're not gonna fulfill the purpose. You're not going to fulfill the plan. There is a drum beat of the world. Fear, 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 fear. God says, do not fear. For the last 16 months, we've heard fear, fear. Fear. Satan gives facts. Fear. Facts. Fear. Science. Fear. Science. Fear. Science. Fear. We must say fact. Jesus. Fact. Healing. Fact. Restoration. Fact. He's in control. Fact. He will never leave me. Fact. He will never forsake me. Fact. If I die, he'll raise me. Fact. No pestilence will draw near to me. Fact. He will never walk out of me. Fact. He will never forsake me. Fact. He will help me. Fact. He will love me. Fact. If everybody leaves me, he's still with me. Fact. 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 Fact overrides science. Come on. The word of the Lord is not fiction. It is facts. It's based on faith in the Son of God, who will not fail. The Bible says, I've been prophesying to you, my little guts out. I've been saying to you, before we see Jesus again, we'll see restoration. Why have I been saying that? Well, Acts 3:21 tells us exactly that. It says, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. What does that mean? We have to see restoration before we can see him. Oh, come on, no, you're not catching that by faith. Verse 21, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all His holy prophets since the world began. Whom heaven must receive. Heaven is holding Jesus back until the times of restoration. Then only Jesus can come. The earth must first see the glory of the Lord. I prophesied to you 4 or 5 weeks ago. I said to you, I had a dream where I saw the glory of the Lord fill the earth. We're going to see the Spirit of the Lord run across this world at a rapid pace. And God's going to fill this earth with signs, wonders, and miracles like we've never seen. You're going to see unusual works of God in this hour. And many will fall away. Many, listen to me this morning. Many will fall away in this hour because they serve Jesus by convenience and not unto death. The Bible says, Revelation 2:10, be faithful unto death. The Bible says, when he see him, we will say, good and faithful servant. The reason why it says good, the word good there means character. We need to look like Jesus, Philippians 2. We need to be humble. We need to be servants. We need to be obedient. We need to be full of authority, and we have to have power. Then only he says good. Then he puts another word next to good. He uses the word faithful. What does faithful mean? Those that do not give in or give up. Oh, come on, I'll say this because it is so true. It is so true. It is so true that Jesus is not going to come for cowards. But the church, we must live by the drumbeat of God. Oh, come on, are you with me? Listen, we cannot, and I don't know about you, but this is how I feel about this. I refuse to lower my standards just because time is going by. The man at the gate called Beautiful, Acts chapter number 3. The man is stuck at the gate called Beautiful. I'm going to bring all of this together for you. The man is stuck at the gate called Beautiful. He's stuck. Guy is stuck. He lowers his expectation to such a place that the guy doesn't even want his legs to be whole anymore. He just wants money. He has forgotten that God can heal his legs. Now he's just lowered his standard to, I just want arms. The kingdom of darkness, I want you to understand, likes you as a beggar. Because as long as you beg, you are controlled by another. They bring him every day, leave him at the door. He asks money, get money. They carry him away at the end of the night. Next day, same thing happens. He needs to be introduced to people that belong to another kingdom. And Peter and John comes onto the scene and they're like, silver and gold we don't have. And they were not talking, by the way, about just finances yet, because they would be lying if they say silver and gold they didn't have. They had money. That was not the issue. They were saying, listen, money will not solve this. What you need Jesus. So we're not going to give you money, we're going to give you Jesus. So they take him up by the hand, they pull him up, you know the story, and as soon as he got pulled up, the Bible says he got healed, and three things happens. He walks into the temple, walking, praising, and loving God. Three dimensions, he gets healed, spirit, soul, body. Jesus heals the whole person. Now, where he was stuck at a base place called Beautiful, he could be introduced to the one who is beautiful. Oh, come on. You cannot lower your expectation because time is lapsing. Oh, am I talking to somebody? You cannot lower your expectation of who God is just because your eyes have not seen certain things. Because then this whole Bible, then you need to throw this Bible away. You need to turn your back on God and you need to tell God, I don't want to serve you anymore. But the last time I read my Bible, and it was this morning, 4 o'clock, it says this, that I am all in. I am fully persuaded. I am convinced. He is the healer. He is the provider. Oh, come on. You say to me, Pastor, you have not lived certain things. I'd say to you, whatever. I've lived more things than most people. I know how to stare death in the face and say, I believe. So don't come and tell me, you know, these Facebook warriors and Instagram warriors. I get so angry when people start to attack and they say, I will say, come here. You know, I'll take my jacket off. I'll say, come here, come and show me how you live by faith. Don't tell me about who God is. Show me God. Show me faith. Show me signs. Show me miracles. Show me. Come on, I'm angry at the devil. I don't know about you. I'm angry at the devil because the devil is busy messing people's lives up. And I will not be silent about it. We will save souls. This is the hour to save souls. And I don't care if they say fear, fear, fear. The last time the Bible says a thing for me, I have a mouth. I can send a word back. Fear, no. Death, no. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Listen, I don't know what your revelation is. Here's my revelation. If I'm a temple of the Holy Spirit, that means He dwells in me. And if He dwells in me, nothing else dwells in me. That's my revelation. If the Spirit of Christ dwells in me, fear cannot. If the Spirit that brings healing to me dwells in me, sickness cannot. It's my revelation. So when I feel my throat being scratchy, I bind the devil. I'm like, hey, this is a temple and it's not yours. So get out. I haven't been sick for months. Why? I am convinced. Maybe you should become convinced. See what fear does. Fear pushes you to the side. It says to you, shh. Be afraid. Look. And you have to be able to say, I see, but I'm not afraid. I see, but I will not cower away. How's this for God? Abraham, go. Where to? Go. Where to? Go. Tell your wife to pack everything and go. Where to? And he listens. Abraham, take your son, offer him up for me. But God, you said you're going to give me children as much as the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea. I know. Kill him. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous, God. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, do not bow down to the image. We won't. They saw the fire being lit in front of them. They're not afraid. They say, even if we die, we will not worship your God. Jesus waits. Jesus doesn't even show up. Talk about late. He doesn't even show up. You know, talking about some of you that come late, Jesus is late. Jesus late. They get thrown into the fire. Suddenly Jesus shows up. Why? There's a fire inside of you, inside of me, that should burn bright. Oh, come on. How about this? Elijah, throw water onto the altar. I'm going to burn it. Okay. Peter, go and fish. We're going to pay tax. Okay. It's a ridiculous Bible with a God that is convinced. Come on, are you with me? Bring me one story in the Bible when the patriarchs, when the people, the prophets, the Old Testament saints, when they did not needed to do something for God. And now we see Christians, they are afraid. They hold on to stuff. I'm like, yo, house is not going to give you security. Your money is not going to give you security. Your future, your plans are not going to give you security. Jesus is the security. Jesus is the protection. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the answer. Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Come on, are you there, church? But we cannot live our lives like this. In the Kruger National Park, when you go there, there's a person that does this. And that's like the sound that we need to come and eat. And what the enemy has started to do, he's given a sound of fear, 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 fear. And it started to penetrate the hearts of people. Come on, are you there? And you and I cannot allow fear to be inside of us. The Bible says you will see destruction of your eyes, but it will not draw near to you. That's what the scripture says. And you can say, but I, Pastor, I'm not sure, you know, I don't know. Well, let's be like David. Because let me say to you how God beats his drum. Satan says, fear. I don't know how your tomorrow is going to look like. You need to start to worry about your future, your money, your business, your work. Worry. Be concerned. Here's how Jesus sounds. Do not worry. Satan says, hey, there's a virus going around. It's killing people, which is true. Fact. By his stripes, I am healed. God was your supply, your provider, your source long before there was COVID. And listen to me this morning as I'm being prophetic. This season will come, this season will go. And the word of the Lord is going to stand. And the people that stood with Jesus is going to stand. Bible says, will I find faith when I return to the earth? Listen, I understand, you know, fear is a very real thing. I understand that in the season that we are in right now, fear is a very real thing. But it cannot live inside of you because somebody else is living inside of you. Oh, come on, it's Holy Spirit. He's living inside of you. You and I are not made to fear. Oh, come on. Do you think the devil tells the truth? The devil lies. He lied to you. He lied to you 50 times a day if he can convince you to give up your future. One of the first signs that you've allowed fear to contaminate your faith is that you are now holding on where you should have blessed. You should have given. Now we're afraid. What? The Bible says, in the body with the Lord, out the body with the Lord. Come on, Christians. The Bible says we have a right to eternal life through Jesus Christ. The Bible says not one promise can go to the grave before the Lord has accomplished it. The Bible says that death, hell, and the grave has been conquered by Jesus. Oh, come on, do I have your attention? Listen, there is a crowd of witnesses that are cheering us on. They're cheering us. They say, hey, finish the race. Finish the race. Finish the race. Finish it well. And we must be of those that finish. Oh, come on. Let me say it like this. You know, this season that we've gone through has been, I think, one of the hardest seasons that, in the sense of the word, that we can listen to what the enemy has to say, or we trust God. Are you with me? Because you can live by the drumbeat of the devil, or we can live by the mouth of God. Oh, come on, are you guys there? Let me say it like this. You have to become convicted and convinced. What he says over you is true. Because if we do not, we allow fear inside of us, and fear contaminates. And so if you ask me what you must do in this season, you must trust in the Lord your God. You must lean not onto your own understanding. You must acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He shall direct your path. You should do the Bible and not read the Bible only. You should be doers and not readers. If He says it, do it. It is a command. Come on, Christians, it's a command. Are you there? Be faithful, He says. Be faithful. I can say it like this, that fear that is tolerated is faith that is contaminated. But every time, listen, God, and this is what I want you to catch this morning. Every time that God brings you to impossibility, it is because He wants you to trust Him, to show up. Because the Bible is full of that. Noah built the ark. Okay. 100 years. He's building an ark. No rain. Zero. How's that for patience? Noah, I want you to build an ark. Okay. 100 years. I wonder how many of us would have at year 50 like, never happens. 100 years he waits. Don't you stop trusting God just because the Lord operates outside of our timetable. Listen, let me say it like this. You know, we have to get a God conference. Oh, come on, are you there? I want to give you this prophetic word that the Lord gave to me two Saturdays back. He said to me, restoration is the portion of my people. He said, I will bring restoration to them. And it's not going to take long. What took months will take weeks. What took weeks will take days. What took days will take hours now. I'm going to bring restoration. Because across the planet, we are seeing a demonic plan being exercised. And you know what makes me upset? Is that two things makes me upset. I think what's busy happening with many people are absolutely inhumane. It's inhumane. It's inhumane. It's evil. It's demonic. Two, I'm hating the spirit of this age that is telling people to fear. And the only way I know how to keep my faith is to feed on the word of the Lord, to pray in the Spirit, and to be next to other people that are also trusting the Lord in faith. You see, because there's a very real drum that the enemy wants to beat. This week that we have gone through has been one of the hardest weeks of my life. And the only way I'm standing here in front of you this morning is because He said to me that you'll keep on preaching this gospel and you will not back down, because this is how I work. If you hit me where it hurts, I'm going to hit you back. I don't know how you work, but if the enemy takes from me, I'm going to take from him. Because the line of Judah is with me. So this week that has gone by, I saw my friend that was with me for 39 years. 39 years we've been together. 17 years we've served the Lord faithfully next to one another. I saw him go to be with the Lord. And I said to Jesus, how can these things be? And then the enemy wants to hit his drum. Does Jesus really heal? You know, for me, the enemy has been beating that drum for at least 16 months now. Standing next to mom's bed. Does Jesus heal? Seeing her go to be of the Lord. I say, yes, He does. standing next to my dad's bed, the devil really told that to me. He was like, do you still believe? Do you still believe, Gebhard, in this Jesus that tells you he can heal and here you see your dad die? I'm like, hey, devil, there's a word out against you. And I don't like what I'm seeing with my eyes, but I'm not going to put my mouth against the Lord. So to answer your question, yes, he does. See, my friend growing into glory, does Jesus heal? Yes, he does. But now we become more convicted and convinced that we will save more souls, get more people into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Because if you attack near and close to us, we will not sit back and wait and mourn, just we will roar against you and we will win souls upon souls upon souls upon souls for Jesus Christ. Are you with me, church? That's why we have to become a convinced people, a convicted people. Let's say, with my God, I can storm an army. With my God. Because every time in your Bible, my Bible, the Word of the Lord says that every time there's a minority, there's a majority in heaven. Oh, come on. There's a majority. There's a majority on our side. I don't know if you have a fight song. I have a fight song. I like fight songs. Fight songs is that song that you listen to that gives you power. Are you with me? Don't get me wrong. There's seasons, you know. You can't just brush over these things. There's seasons. I understand that. I've lived through that. But what I know is stronger than what I face is the Jesus that I serve. And so we cannot allow this drumbeat. Because it's true. Do in this season, listen, let me say it like this. In this season, all of you guys know this bottle very well. And I use this thing like, I think like 50 times a day. This is called a sanitizer. Can you see? Sanitizer. This is, we have all learned about this a lot. Are you guys there? Okay. So use this every day. And spray everything. But then God has got his sanitizer. And so the Christian in this time, use both. Do not neglect this one. And put your faith in this one. Put your faith here. And apply this. This one kills everything that's on your hands and wherever else. This one kills it, removes it, and chases the devil away. This one will give the devil a headache. This one will give him a heart attack. So use this one, because this is the one he really fears. Because he's not scared about this one. He is afraid of this one. David, anointed by the Lord, anointed, says, ah, I see you. I see you, Goliath. You have a massive head. That thing is so big. I killed jackals and I killed doves with my sling. So your head is massive. That's a faith perspective. I can't miss your head. Why? That's how the anointing talks. Fear is like, yeah, you're massive. Never seen a massive thing like that. How will I come past you? I don't know. I don't know. I must give in to anxiety. I must be afraid because this thing is massive. A guy that's fearful is like, come here, have you seen that? My God, he's huge. Look at those arms. When he shouts convinced. David is like, I see a sword that can cut off a head. I see a head that I cannot miss. He is slower than a bear and a lion. A lion can run. It doesn't look like he can run with all that armor. So David was like, odds are against Goliath. The boy carried 700 pounds, factually, of armor that made him slow. So David is like, lions run. This guy can't run. So that's why your Bible says that David did the running. Come on. David didn't run away. David ran too. I like that about David. Listen, let me close with this. Has this picked up your spirit? I prayed it. David, this is how I think it played off. David bows down into the water. My pants are too tight, so guys, I can't bow. So he bows down. He gets the stone. The water represents the word of the Lord. The Bible says, Ephesians 5:25, he washes you by the water of his word. He gets the stone. The stone represents Jesus, because it's called the Rock of Ages, by the way. There's two types of stone in the Bible. One is for the law, and the law keeps you in until Jesus takes you out. And the other stone is representative of Jesus. So he's in the word. He looks for the Lord. Where are you? I got you. See the giant? Okay. Starts to run. So this is how I will apply it before I go further. I take my Bible, take the word. I can't put it there, then I won't find it. Okay, let me try. He takes the word. I'm gonna put it on my feet. You take the word of the Lord. You see the giant. Okay. They say I've tested positive. I'm like, okay, Jesus, where are you? By his stripes I'm healed. Thank you very much. Or they're laying every people off at work. They're firing people. Devil says, you're going to be next. You're like, no. The Bible says, oh my. Bible says, I am exceedingly abundantly above, more than what I can ask or think. Ephesians 3:20, that scripture works. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You take that word. You say, come at me, devil. No, I'm not going to come against you with my abilities. I have a word. Oh, come on. That should have been revelation to some of you. And the point is simply this, that you and I have to live our life of the word of the Lord. We do not live our lives of the word of this age. We live our lives of the word of the Lord. Oh, come on. Let's give Jesus Christ a praise offering, won't you? Everybody that's online, take a moment. Come on, let's give Jesus just a praise offering. All the locations there. Come on, let's give Jesus a praise offering. I'll close with these last words that I want you to echo it into your heart. Do not allow the drumbeat of the enemy to put a pace to your life. Bible says, Jesus Christ himself says these words. He says, live your life by the rhythm of grace. My grace is sufficient. My mercy is enough. I'll supply all your needs according to the riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Are you there? Lastly, I want to say this. I am now more convinced, I'm more convicted, I'm more driven than ever before in my life. Ever before. I want to see more people being born again. I want to save more people for Jesus Christ. I want to stand strong. I want to be faithful because He's coming. And He's going to fill this earth with glory. He's going to fill this earth with power. And I definitely don't want to be on the other side of Him. I want to be on the side that says, come, Lord Jesus, come. Come and show up. Come and show off. Come and show these people what You can do. You know why I know we need to see His restoration? Because the Bible says the earth must be convinced that He's the only answer. And the earth is not convinced, but it will be. And on that day, we're going to be part of those that are just going to say, oh, thank You, Jesus. I tell you the truth again, I'll give you this word. What took you months will take you weeks. What took you weeks will take you days. What took you days will take you hours. What took you hours will take you minutes. The obstacles will be trampled upon. The doors will be opened up. That what was against you will become for you. The enemy that rose up against you will be used by the Lord. All things work together for good. All things work together for good. All things work together for your good, for those that love God and that are called according to His purpose. All things work together for your good. And so in this day, church, with all the hundreds of people watching me online, everybody inside, take that beat to your life. All things work together for my good. All things. So I want you to have a confidence in you. Psalm 2:4, I want you to smile. When the enemy attacks, smile. Don't get freaked out. Because when he takes your peace, he's going to take you into pieces. Smile back. Say, if you come at me, my dad is going to come at you. And whatever you're trying to do, you are a new platform. Listen, every time, you know why many Christians ask me the question, why? They've started to give, now it seems like all money is going. They started to be faithful, now everything is going. Because He's busy working on your process. He's busy working on you. He doesn't care about your gift or what you can do for Him. He cares about you. He wants you. The gift is given, it's irrevocable. Doesn't care what you can do for Him. He cares about you. He wants you saved. Are you there? So why are many of you still here? He's working on you. Can I give you a testimony? Two testimonies. See, two testimonies. It's going to help you a lot. Let me just give you one. You know, we were in this last week or a little bit more than a week where I went to be with Mufardis as he was in the hospital. And you know, they say you can't just walk there in, but we walked in there. And it was funny for me to see this, that there was not one person, not one, that did not want us to pray. Not one. I'm not talking just about, I mean that when I met the people there, there were people that were, not one of them queried me, or not one of them, this was actually the point, not one of them did not want us to pray. If I ask, can I pray for you? They were like, yeah, of course. It shows me that only prayer works. Are you with me? Come on, guys, are you there? And as we went in, you know, the one day I was walking in, and as I was walking in, and obviously they dress you, they suit you and all of that stuff. So I was walking in there and as I was going in, someone, they recognized me. They were like, aren't you, you know, Pastor? I'm like, yeah. And they said, but they also have a person, they have a loved one inside. I said, well, we'll go pray for him. And it's amazing that inside, you lay hands. Because how does healing come? Are you there? Quickly, everybody online, everybody inside, lift your hand like this. I want to show you a little, let's do it like that. Your thumb is the apostolic. Your pointing finger is the prophetic. Your middle finger is the evangelical or the evangelist. That's why it's the largest. It's to bring people in. The ring finger is the pastor. And the pinky is the teacher. You and I all are married to Jesus and His church. This is not an option. It's a covenant. Church is not a building. It's a covenant. You are the bride of Christ. I am the bride of Christ. He put a ring on my finger. So as the pastor, I'm married to the church. As children of God, you are married to Him. And He's a good husband. Are you there? He will provide all your needs according to His riches. Listen, you might have a season. I need to stop talking. I'll go for hours. If you might have a season right now where you have had a setback or something might have happened. I don't know what it might have been. But I want to pray for you this morning. And I want to say this. Do not let this drum determine your life. Because restoration is here. It's not coming. It's here. Restoration is here. Faith is now. Restoration is here. Amen. So I want to pray for you this morning, for every single person. I want to pray for all of us that are inside. I have now completely exhausted my time, but that's fine. You know, it is so important that right now we put our faith in the Son of God. Can I have an amen, or just please just give Jesus some praise on that? Because as the people of God, what's the difference in our lives is the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. So I want to ask you this morning. I want you to make a commitment to Jesus. Are you there? I want you to commit to Him. Not to me. Commit to Him. Because I'm already committed. I am convinced. I'm convinced of the fact that Jesus is not going to give us some or the other miracle. Jesus is going to give us a plan. We're going to be a people that have got strategy. How to conquer the enemy. Are you there? And we're going to be a people that's going to be different in this hour. And we will see restoration. And we will recover all. And we will plunder hell. As we save people to come into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning I want to pray. Online and inside this building. That if the Spirit of the Lord has moved in your heart this morning, I want to pray a prayer, and then I want you just to raise your hands as God is speaking to you, because I want to be sure that you know Jesus. You are not promised tomorrow. You're not promised today. You just promise He's with you. And so we have to be sure that we know God. Are you there? You have to be sure you know Jesus. You have to be fully persuaded, fully convinced. So Father, I want to pray, Lord, for everybody watching online and all the people inside. Lord, I want to give time this morning. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. And just pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to You this morning. I thank You for the free gift of salvation in Jesus Christ. Father, I receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord, as my Savior. And in this day, I take hold of Him as the only way, the only truth, and the only life. I thank You, Father, that in this day, my name gets written in His book of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.